USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Police in Omaha, Nebraska are searching for suspects in a mall shooting that killed one person and left another injured. Police say an adult male was taken to hospital in critical condition and later died. An adult female also sought treatment after sustaining non-life-threatening injuries. Police say they are still working to identify the suspects. The scene of Saturday's shooting, the Westroads Mall, was the location of another shooting back in 2007 when a gunman killed 8 people. And police in New York City say a driver who was pulled over in Brooklyn threw bleach and a Molotov cocktail at an officer. Police say the man tossed the chemical at the officer who had pulled him over and then drove off, throwing a flaming Molotov cocktail at pursuing officers. The suspect later crashed his car and was arrested. No officers were injured in the incident. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A group of House Democrats introduced legislation this week that would expand the number of Supreme Court justices from 9 to 13, a bill that House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has no intention of bringing to the floor. Senator Lindsey Graham says the only reason there's a push to expand the court is that Democrats don't like the current makeup. The South Carolina Republican tells Fox News that approving the bill would make the Supreme Court nothing more than a political football.
There's nothing broken about the Supreme Court. There are 9 justices. It's been that way since 1869, I think. They want to turn the court upside down to pack it with liberals because they don't like the makeup of the court. And what will happen is that every time one party takes over from the other, we'll change the number of justices. You've been a lawyer all your life. It will destroy the rule of law as we know. This is the biggest assault on the rule of law and the independent judiciary in my lifetime. The idea of packing the court so liberals can make it liberal rather than changing the makeup through the election process the way we've done it for a long time.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Lawmakers are now tackling President Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan. Senator Shelley Moore Caputo is leading Republican efforts to pare down the president's proposal to focus on core infrastructure. The West Virginia Republican says that she and the president have different definitions of what infrastructure is.
Now, I think it's important to define what infrastructure is because I think what we saw from the president's $2.2 trillion package, his definition of infrastructure is a lot different than what mine is, although there are a lot of similarities. So I'm the ranking member over on Environment and Public Works. I'm working with Senator Carper every day to try to get a bipartisan surface transportation bill. But that's not the only thing that will be, I think, a part. That's our roads and bridges, our core infrastructure that all of us in our states want, and that through the years we've come together in a bipartisan way and negotiated these bills time and time again.
And border authorities say they continue to see increased levels of illegal crossings at the southern border, reporting more than 170,000 migrant encounters last month, with more expected this month. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd says the solution to the border crisis is easy. He tells Fox News that a return to the previously successful policies would solve the problem.
The solution is very simple. We've got to look at what has worked in the past. We also have to look towards the future. I mean, as long as we continue to release people into the United States after they violate our laws with no consequences, people are going to continue to come. That's the simple fact.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.